Welcome to episode 396 of Last Save Loaded. Good evening, good morning, good day, whatever time of day you're listening to this beautiful, beautiful podcast episode of Last Save Loaded, of course. Just have to get it in there a few times. I am your host this week, Colm O'Sheridan, otherwise known as Reggie. I do take autographs in case anybody wants to, and I take photo shoots as well. And joining me, as usual, is my good friend, not as popular as me, of course, is, well, someday he will be when he's my age. Someday, I am formerly known now as OAG. We'll get into that later. So, Justin, I'm so beautiful, big hips, Smith. Good evening, Justin. How are you?
I've progressed from huge thighs to big hips. Are you saying, yeah, you're saying I'm getting a bit wide around the waistband? Is that what it is? I mean, it's true, but...
Love handles.
Hey, this jugs, not handles. I'm so happy to speak to you, Mr. Internet Celebrity, although I'm a bit confused why you're saying you take autographs rather than you give autographs.
Well, that is...
Do you just walk around going, I'll have one, please sign here. Is that a check? Yes, just make it payable to Colm O'Sheridan.
Oh yes, trust me to put my foot in it, Justin.
I mean, it's not often you get an intro out well, and let's face it, neither do I. I don't even plan them, I just start going and I'm like, I'm midway through. Sometimes you can see it's a miss and I'm like, I'm just going to give up now. No, I'm really happy speaking with you today. It's a nice turn of events on the old weather front. It's nice and bright outside, although we are recording quite early. It's as I look at my watch, just about 6:15 on a Thursday night, because once again, Colm, you're being accommodating to me and my whimsical needs of having to travel across the country.
That's no problem, Justin. As long as we get the episode out, I am happy.
I will be back on Monday. The episode will be released Monday night.
So, you have a nice long weekend ahead, Justin.
Yes. And
ours is not until the week after next.
after a couple of weeks of us going backwards and forwards in order to try and work out, we actually have bank holidays on different weekends.
Yeah. We did have the same bank holiday in May, I believe.
The start of May.
So, you have two in May. We have one in May and June.
Well, next year, the plan is for our second one in May to be rolled into June for a Queen's Jubilee special extra bank holiday weekend thing.
Why, what will she be? 100 or something?
No. For her being on the throne for, 65 years or something? I don't know. Diamond Jubilee.
All right. Okay. I think she's on the throne a bit longer than that, Justin. Wasn't it her 70th? Year on the throne a couple of years back, maybe it's her 75th or something.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, to be fair, I'm considering putting a bet on her whether she'll make it that long, but there we go. In which case, yay, we get a free bank holiday for the day of mourning.
Yeah, you can't win, you can't lose, Justin. How are you, Justin, this fine summer dull rainy day in Dublin?
Oh no, it's far from rainy here in Swindon. As I say, summer has begun to rear its head. The weather is hitting 20 degrees next week, and it's been feeling it as I've even driving to work in the morning. I've had to shield my eyes from the sunlight beaming through the window. How am I? I'm in good spirits. I'm glad to be here. As I said, as we were just saying before we went on air, that I'm looking forward to speaking to you for many hours tonight, because I'm being good and not talking very much, despite what I'm saying right now on the podcast here. And then I will be hopefully talking to you in a little while, whilst we approach the end of Zombie Army.
I'm still hopeful we won't finish it this week.
We won't finish it this week.
Okay, that's good. Good. So, how was your week, Justin?
Bit of a strange week this week. I may have mentioned previously that we've had a new lady start on our team at work, and I was assigned some training time to work with her this week, and I'm pleased to say that it went well, and it's beginning to look like, in case of emergency, some of my tasks can be done by other people now. And hopefully tomorrow we'll be learning another process, one of my month-end ones. And you
did
know,
it give you a specific emergency definition, Justin?
No, I just pointed out if I'm ever, for whatever reason, not there, that business falls apart. And they kind of went, yeah, probably should work on the important stuff that you're the only person in the company that knows how to do. So tomorrow we do my month-end stuff. And then next week we do the month start stuff. So it's all good. But I've got long weekend this week. I'm in on Tuesday, and then I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, because Ms. Ruth and her little one will be visiting me. So I shall be entertaining them, showing them the Cotswolds, and yeah, we'll be hopefully having some nice times.
That's next week,
yeah.
Cool.
The only other things of interest this week is I did formally submit my request to change my contract at work after having my previous meeting where they said I had to request it. And I got a letter today saying you will have a meeting next Thursday to discuss it. Well, next Thursday, as I've just mentioned, I'm actually on annual leave, so I don't know if that's deliberate or she just didn't check, but yeah, I'm going to have to go in during my holiday time to have a meeting about whether they want to let me change my contract, because that's, you know, that's just a thing. And I'm a bit confused as to why certain members of the listenership have begun to refer to me and Ruth as the Royals.
It's probably because I called you posh or something.
There was definitely some allegations of poshness.
They think you're posh, maybe. I don't know. But you are quite well-spoken, Justin. I mean, come on, compared to me, but then most people would be compared to me. So, yeah, that's not really a good comparison to make, really, is it?
I like to pronounce the letters in my words.
Yes, you are a perfectionist, Justin.
I mean, there's a right way of doing things and a wrong way. And sometimes I do them the
wrong
way.
You're the right way and I'm the wrong way.
Sometimes I do things the wrong way, but I try to do them the right way. And the right way right now is to say that's pretty much all that's been happening with me. And Colm, what have you been up to, Mr. Internet Celebrity?
Been quite the week. Firstly, on Monday, my PS Vita arrived.
From Japan. The one that you were getting very worried about. Or will it arrive, won't it?
Well, no, that wasn't the case. That was just at the start, he said. The seller contacted me and said, no, I can't send it to you because the post office won't take it.
But then he remembered that you're a super awesome guy and he went, actually, do you know what? I will send it.
Then he remembered that there's such thing as airmail and flights and stuff. So he put it on the plane. So that arrived. No box, well packaged, no lead, but who needs them? It's the micro USB lead, so any L1 will do.
So it is not the bespoke controller plug that you have on the regular Vita then?
No, it's a slim one.
Okay.
It looks lovely, Justin. It's nice and clean. I don't know what it is about the Japanese. They must really look after their consoles because there's no scratches on the screen and it's clean, very clean. That's all I can say, really. It's, you know, the stuff that you see over here in CEX, oh my god.
Yeah, someone's dragged their keys across the screen.
You'd be afraid to even touch it, it's that bad. But there you go, this is lovely. So I was all happy about that. Sandra wasn't so happy because she didn't understand why I would like a different colour of a console that I have twice already.
I was going to say, did you not point out, look, it's a slightly different design. It's got the different type of screen, which means it's going to look different.
No, I have a Vita Slim as well already, Justin. Ah. This is my third one, so I had no, you know, comment to make, really.
Oh, I thought you had an original Vita and a Vita TV.
Well, I do, yeah, but I also have a Slim. Anyway, so...
you got a problem, Colin.
Yes, I do. Anyway, so that arrived, and that's delightful. It's awesome. College is still going strong, doing a bit of streaming, cooking, cleaning. Oh, and then the veteran gamers tweeted out during the week that BBC were looking for Radio 4, I might add, not the TV, that they were looking for older gamers between the ages of 55 and 65. So I sent them a tweet back, going, well, I'm just about a year and a bit under. And they said, well, we'll give you your contacts to them and let's see what happens.
So let you just lie a little bit and say you're 55 anyway.
No. So I got in contact. I was contacted by a lovely fella called Dave. He is a producer on this particular show, which it's an afternoon, Wednesday afternoon show on BBC Radio 4.
So you and yours, wasn't it?
Cover different topics every week. So this topic, of course, was about old age gamers, which I didn't know there is an acronym for, OAGs, they're called.
Well, maybe it wasn't a thing, but they're trying to make it one.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. There's always has to be a name for something, doesn't there? So, he got in contact with me, and we had a little chat over Skype on the Tuesday morning. And now I know how famous people feel when they're... the whole conversation doesn't make it into the show.
So how long did you talk to the chap? Because the clip that went out was around 3 minutes, just under that, wasn't it?
Yeah, my clip was less than 3 minutes. Yeah, I'd say would have been a bit longer, I don't know, but anyway, I'd say I was talking to him for a good 15 minutes. Now, I knew all of it wouldn't get in there. He was just asking me questions like, what game are you playing? You know, about Twitch and about what I get out of gaming and stuff like that. And then the bit that was in there was left in there about... I knew they'd put the tragedy bit in about me losing my job and my dad passing away. I knew that would get in there.
Losing your father, yeah.
Yeah, so I knew that would get in there.
They have to tug at the heartstrings to make it a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I recorded the WAV file and sent it on to him. And yeah, he said it should be on Wednesday afternoon. So I have a lecture on at that time, so I didn't think I'd get to listen to it, but I did. Because the lecture ended a bit earlier, not because of me.
I was going to say, because you went, excuse me, chaps, I just need to go, I'm going to be on the radio.
No, I'm not down. I am needy, Justin, but I'm not that needy, trust me.
If you were that needy, you'd be like, sorry, can I just put the radio on in here and let you all listen to it?
So, he was a very nice fella, actually, Dave. He was a nice chap. He's younger than me, but then that wouldn't be hard. I'd say he's around the same age as yourself, Justin.
Okay.
So he said that he watched my Twitch the morning before, probably to suss out if I was a foul-mouthed young pup, which I am. Then he said he listened to an episode of The Last Save Loaded, and my first thought was, I hope it wasn't one of the potty-mouthed ones, but...
the last couple have had the filter on.
The potty-mouthed filter is on, mostly when I'm here, so, yeah. He said he really enjoyed it, so, yeah. And he did give a mention to Lars Sæverlodet.
It was all part of the build-up. When he introduced you, he's saying, Colin, and he has a podcast, and he does this, that, and the other. And I was there grinning as I was listening, thinking, yes, he does, and he is a good all-round chap and friend.
Yeah. I did mention you as well when I was talking to him in the interview, but that didn't get into it.
I'm not important. I'm not the most famous.
No, but I said when we were recording the interview, I said, well, I usually play with my friend Carlos and Justin. And I usually play on a Thursday night with Justin.
I play games with my friend Carlos, and then I record my podcast where I bitch about how much he moans at me.
I haven't played with Carlos in a while, but anyway. So it was nice. It was just nice to get the word out there. You know, I also mentioned the fact that, you know, generally gamers are becoming more accepted and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, whereas before it would have been classed as a teenage pursuit and something you'd grow out of, but here we are, Justin.
Well, it's because, you know, people like us, we grew up with the games, and as we've carried on growing, the games have carried on coming, and we haven't left them behind.
Mm. I often wonder, would we be still playing games if they hadn't have progressed, like if the SNES was still around?
Do you know, I genuinely think if the Super NES was still, and the Mega Drive or Genesis, if they were still the market leaders in today's technology, and it had never progressed from there, I think we would still be playing stuff, because there is still like great RPGs and things like that, and there's a lot of easily playable content on those consoles.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's not like the likes of Madden and NHL hockey have really progressed that much in the last few years.
Well, I prefer the older style. Soccer games anyway on the SNES, they were great crack.
It's all about strategy.
You know, they were great games that you could score 10-0 against each other, or could go down to the wire, like, but yeah.
My favourite ones were like Sega Worldwide Soccer on the Saturn. There was a specific thing. It was one of these games where, like, it didn't matter which player you picked on a team, they all had the same kick power and stuff like that. Yeah. And I've worked out if you kind of crossed the halfway line and went in a certain direction, counted for like 2 seconds, and then held down the shoot button, they'd like do a banana shot that would just always go over the keeper. And on one particular game, I won 17-0 in a 3-minute each way game, but I'd made a point of scoring with each player on the pitch, including the keeper. Then I'd subbed all my players, including the keeper, and scored with all the subs as well. That was how broken the stand here and you will score but position was.
Yeah, so, but we're the first generation of gamers, really, to be honest with you. I mean, Ryan and his age group will be second generation of gamers, really. So I mean, we've grown up with games from the start. So I mean, Ryan's 22 now, but he's only really known 3 generations of console: the Xbox 360, the One, and now the Series X.
And you were there lining up when Asteroids came out for the first time.
Yeah. So I did mention that my first experience was Pong on the TV, but that didn't make it in. Anyway, I found it ironic that at the start of the introduction it says, oh, you know, the mature gamers now from the ages of 55 to 65 have increased by 18% over the last, since 2018, and yet he interviewed a 53-year-old and a 77-year-old. That I did find a bit funny, but yeah, I suppose he got to the point that, you know, we're you know, by society standards, we shouldn't be playing games, but yeah.
I can honestly say, Colin, that when I'm in your stream, I'm not watching it because I'm expecting to see pro tier esports.
No.
I'm watching it because you mumble and, yeah. And you get frustrated and you rant, and I know that's not an act.
Yeah, thank you, Justin. No, that is certainly not scripted, especially when I'm playing that dragon bloody spiral malarkey. Yeah. Let's get back to that one. So there you go, Justin. From 1 week of actually nothing happening to it all kicking off in a week, and I'm still here. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm always happy to speak to you, whatever day of the week it is, and
yeah,
I'm happy.
Good. So let's move on before you stop being happy and Angry Carl comes on the scene. So Justin, what was your last save loaded in the chronological order?
The last save loaded in the chronological order was Divinity Original Sin 2.
Playing that last night, were you?
I was playing that last night, yeah. It was my Wednesday night game. And at the moment, it was Mondays for a few weeks, but one of my friends now can't do Monday, so...
Wasn't it Saturdays as well or something?
It's been when people have been available. But, yeah, all right. Yeah, last few weeks have been Wednesdays.
It's amazing how you managed to get... Is it 4 years?
There's three of us.
Three, okay. But still, even managing to get three people to play a game every week is a good, you know, it's good commitment there in itself, just well, how you manage that.
We're board gamers. We're used to organising things.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, that's good.
Now, you know how I have previously said we had a stage where we turned into murder hobos and we were effectively killing all of the shopkeepers and everything before we would then move on to the next area.
Wasn't that how you've been playing the game from the start? Just
well, not quite from the start, but certainly the second map area. So we have no idea how this happened. But last week, something kicked off where we went into this shop and we started a fight with this shopkeeper who had these wind-up toys. It was basically like he had Pinocchio toys that were attacking us, and he was attacking us. And one of the party was really badly injured, and we knew the rest of us could take on this boss, this character. And I said, right, look, the exit's right there. Go outside, we'll finish off the fight, and you can go outside and you can heal up. So, this is Janine. So, she goes outside, and then she starts going, no, I'm in combat. It has, oh, no, no. And then we just watch as her portrait goes to deceased. It's like, ah, wasn't expecting that. And then, when we finished what we're doing, we go outside to try and like find her and revive her. And we find that basically... everyone on the map has suddenly become hostile to each other. So there's these paladin like guards, so effectively like the city watch, has all started attacking all the citizens in the town. So all the shopkeepers are all getting brutally attacked by all the guards. And we're not involved in any of this. We're just stood there as like, you know, combat is happening. We know that there's a few of these little toy maker robots still walking around the town. So we're trying to go after them. And, yeah, everyone else is all attacking each other. And all these shopkeepers that start dying. And we're thinking, well, this is cool. Now we don't need to feel guilty about, like, everyone being dead. Because we can just loot all the corpses and rob everything off their shelves. And then it went on where... there was so much going on. It was taking like 5 minutes before you got your turn again in combat because the game was processing people from all over the land. Guards from the other side of this castle were then activating and trying to run their way into the town square to join in the fight. And then one of our players, we worked out that he controls two characters. We worked out one of them was somehow hostile to the guards. So the guards started trying to attack her. And we said, oh, okay, well, just save up your action points and flee. No, that didn't work. And then he dropped offline, and I was like, okay, now this is down to me to try and get everyone to safety. thankfully, I managed to run everyone into one area of the map and then teleport them somewhere else. So I said, right, I'm just going to save it there. We'll pick it up next week, and then we'll work out what the carnage is. And yeah, we came back into town. No one's at hostile with anyone else. There's still the odd vendor working. The rest of the guards are not attacking us. And we're just, like, the first corpse I go to has 40,000 gold on it. And I'm like, okay, roll up. Let's just go looting everything. Suddenly we got loads of money and loads of gear again. It's great. So somehow, we don't know how we did it, but the game broke and everyone attacked each other. And now it seems to be fine again. So if we could recreate it, we'd love to know how. I looked online. I couldn't find anything saying it had happened to anyone else. It's just one of them things. So that was last week. We sort of came back, mopped up and looted all the corpses and then did a little fight. Then prior to that, I've been playing Mass Effect 1 Legendary Edition. I am close to finishing that one now. I'm trying to get the Platinum in one playthrough. I've done all the silly little tasks you need to do, like use a certain skill 25 times, take out all these different party members. So I've just got to find all the codex entries and be bad or good, but I'm being bad. And then I'll have that one and I can move on to 2. The only other things I've been playing was Zombie Army 4 with yourself and Paul. Scott, unfortunately, seems to have got his PS4 corrupted and won't be joining us.
No, he just seems to have... It's bunched, basically.
Yeah, it's got a file structure issue.
Well, I mean, fair play to Paul for continuing.
Yeah, Paul's he's even got a new headset for us, so we can hear him. And finally, I played a bit more of the Capcom Beat 'Em Up bundle with Ruth earlier this week. We've now finished all 7 games in that bundle, and it didn't give us the trophy for play all 7 games. So I sort of went, well, that's disappointing. And I looked online and it said, oh yeah, you don't need to complete the games, you literally just need to play them. So start a game session with someone and then play it for sort of 30 seconds and then exit and then start the next one and just work through and you'll have the trophy done. And she kind of went, look, I'm not a trophy hunter, but it does seem wrong that I don't have that trophy when we've qualified for it. So, you know, maybe we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. I haven't been able to do much more. I've been starting to pack up ready for the weekend away.
Nice.
What about you, Colin? What was your last save loaded?
Well, my last save loaded was 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, actually, technically, I should put Skyrim in there because I downloaded Skyrim on my PS4. So just put that in there as well.
Did you play it?
I did play it, yes. I played some of it, not for long. I was just, there's a mod on there that gets you 60 frames per second. So you can download the mod, enable it, and then unenable it, and you'll still get the 60 frames per second and you'll still get your trophies. But anyway, I was trying that anyway. So basically, I couldn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
So I played a bit more Just Cause 4. Now, I loved Just Cause 2 and I loved Just Cause 3.
You did, very much so. Even when I was going, it's not for me. And you were going, it's great, man, shut up.
Yeah. But Just Cause 4 is a different kettle of fish. I'm still very much confused by all the menus and the factions and the side missions. They're not laid out in a very clear and precise way. I know, obviously, you still have to, you know, take over certain territories in the game and all that stuff, but it's just, I don't know. And it doesn't, to be honest with you, I don't even think it looks as good as for Just Cause 3. And considering this was out a few years after Just Cause 3, you would expect more from it. But anyway, I'm ploughing ahead with it. And it is good fun, blowing up stuff. But what's really annoying me is when you get to a certain place and you have to do a certain task, at some stage, there'll be a timed event in there, and it just annoys the crap out of me. So you would have to go to these four different consoles and activate them within a 2.5 minute time frame. Now, they're not just right beside each other, they'll be like 500 meters this way, 500 meters that way. So yeah, trying to do that at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, I should have actually streamed it, because you would have seen me, you would have heard me. Well, you wouldn't have, because you would have been asleep, but I would have been cursing myself, yes. But I got it anyway. So I know it's not the only part of the game where they use timed things. They do that for all them other type of missions as well. So, because Carlos was telling me it drove him nuts when he was playing it 2 years ago, whenever.
Yeah.
So I didn't stream anything the last couple of days because I just wasn't in the mood, and because I didn't get up till 8:30 this morning, and I had college at 9, so yeah. So I'm playing this other game called The Uncertain, Last Quiet Day. Now, I don't remember buying this on my Steam library, but then, you know, it's been a long time. It's an episodic game, so it's the first episode, so it could have been free, it could have just went into my library automatically, and it's basically just a point and click. So I'm trying to play this with the mouse and keyboard, just to, you know, just to do something different. I just don't know how people do mouse and keyboard, I really don't, but there you go. I suppose it just takes a bit of getting used to. It's not a very long game, I think I'm 5 hours in, I think I'm nearly finished it, so it'd be one to take off the list. So you are a robot, and humanity is gone, basically.
Yeah.
And there's a few survivors around, and you have to help them out. But yeah, I haven't seen any survivors yet, so it's all about the robots. And it's a point-and-click adventure, basically, with puzzles in it. So yeah, it's not bad. It's nice. That's grand. So then, as you know, Rachel's boyfriend gave me a lend of Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Morals, yes.
And I've had it for the last 2 weeks, and so I said, well, let's not keep it any longer, Carl. Let's plough ahead. Last Sunday, I ploughed it many hours into that game last Sunday, and I finished the story. Now, as you said yourself, to get the plat, you would have to play it through twice, a new game plus.
Yes.
I wasn't bothered. I got what I wanted out of it. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and it made me feel like a kick-ass, so yeah. So, the other game I've been playing is King Oddball, thanks to Trillion for showing me the wonders of this very frustrating and very tedious...
Very tedious, not quite Angry Birds clone.
Not quite Angry Birds, but just as tedious, and yes, you've got a big tongue and you're an oddball. And you've to swing the rocks to hit the...
Tanks.
Characters.
Tanks, planes,
whatever, yeah. And each level obviously goes up harder and harder. So it takes you a few goes to get it, but it's a trial and error type of game. So I'm nearly six parts of the map. I'm on the fifth one now. So yeah. Just chug away at that a few, you know, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there type of thing. And then, of course, Zombie Army 4, with yourself and Paul,
yeah.
And Assassin's Creed Rogue, which is on my 360. It's not the Assassin's Creed Rogue remaster, it's just Assassin's Creed Rogue. So, because I was playing Black Flag many, many years ago, and my ship was not equipped good enough to continue the game, I have really focused on my ship now, and I'm focused as much as I can be until I do the other main missions in the game. So, I just don't like the ship mechanics in them games. I just don't know what it is about them. They just drive me bonkers, as I'm sure you will agree, Justin. You're not a fan of Assassin's Creed.
They're very samey.
Yeah.
Well, I guess with the exception of the current one, which is,
yeah,
has given up being
more
stealthy
RPG
completely.
Yes, I believe, yes. So, and the last game I'm playing on my new white PS Vita is Lego Marvel's Avengers.
Oh.
It's just Lego.
And
it's Marvel's
Avengers.
I was going to
say, that's the one that it'll let you play as the Hulk, where you're a bigger Lego character.
Yeah. Well, I haven't got to the Hulk yet. I'm still on Captain America.
Okay.
Fighting Thor at the moment. I don't know why I'm fighting him, but anyway, I tend not to have the sound on when I'm playing that game. I just go through it. So yeah, so there you go, Justin. Now, can I just, before we go on any further, can we just discuss the Sonic? Did you see the, you know, you wouldn't have seen the Sonic. There's lots of games being announced tonight. There's the Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn's got its state of play thing at 10 o'clock. Just after we finish streaming.
Perfect. Yeah. And then we have...
There's some at 11, isn't there?
Dying Light 2, I think. Don't know what time is that at. But then there was a Sonic reveal as well for the 35th anniversary of Sonic.
Yeah, and they've also shown a bit of the... the new movie, Sonic 2.
Well, and there's a network, a Netflix series as well, I suppose. Netflix, something, I don't know. Something to do with Sonic, anyway. I'm not a Sonic fan, as you well know, Justin, so I couldn't care less. But anyway, there's lots of people there. As we know, Adam is a bit of a Sonic fan, but there you go. And then we'll have the Far Cry, which Justin tweeted me during the week. The Far Cry 6.
Yes.
Yep. State of play, I suppose you'd call it.
You seemed reasonably excited. More Far Cry.
Love my Far Cry. Samey, as Justin would say. But there you go. I'm all about the samey. So, thank you, Justin. Anything to add? Anything you might have forgot you played?
Is that a hint? Are you aware of something I played that I forgot?
No, I'm just... I just don't want Ruth coming back in and giving out to you because you forgot you played something else.
No, I don't recall playing anything else over the past week or so.
Yeah, okay, good. Are your cinemas back open again?
Yeah, we had this conversation last week. I was hoping to go and take Ruth to go and see Mortal Kombat at the cinema, but it does not appear to be going to work in our favour with the times that it is on. Which is less ideal than I'd like, but there we are.
So, some Twitter comments. Ian, Japanese symbol for beginner, BitDead at BitDead77. Fantastic show, gents, at last save loaded. Hashtag free grumpy collie. And that must be in reference to collie being so happy, Chappy, lately. So he also tweeted, fantastic show, gents, again. When listening to ABH Pod, which Justin...
I did say, have you done a column?
Rightly brought it up. Are you having a column moment? Yes, yes, very good. I laughed when you said that. So, let's go on to the question of the week. And this week's question has been edited to Stuart Neal's liking and to yourselves. Except I didn't put the question mark at the end. But, you know, I'll get it right next time, Justin. So, would you like to tell Justin and Colin what movies or TV shows you have watched in the last 2 weeks? So, Dave at Yellowbug 1969 finished all 5 endings on Near Replicant, The Hunter Call of the Wild, The Catch, Carp and Course, and just started Mass Effect Ellie Legendary Edition.
That is correct.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
You seem to love your Near Replicant. I tried the Nier one that was on the Game Pass. I didn't.
I think it'll be more or less the same one. We had Paul W. at just underscore W zero undering underscore. Who says, I have been playing Mass Effect Legendary Edition, enjoying my first playthrough. Finished Mass Effect 1 around 2/3 of the way through Mass Effect 2. Totally loving it. I also played more Zombie Army with Colm and Justin and little more of Fallout 76.
Cool. I'd just like to say thanks to Paul for trying to enable me with Death Stranding was £6 in Tesco's, in his local Tesco's. And he said, maybe you should look in your own Tesco's. And I went, no, it's okay, Paul, it's okay.
I don't think I paid that much. No, I think I paid about that for it.
£6 or £4 maybe.
Oh, well, I didn't pay it.
Oh, did you?
I paid less than £10 for it, yeah, certainly.
All right, okay, cool. You still haven't played it yet, Justin?
No, it's still sealed.
Still sealed, good. Mike Green at the Path to Amen. I moved flats. Flats. Shouldn't that be I moved flat? No, then he would be flat moving. Then, okay. I moved flats last week, so have more boxes to unpack than Colm has games on his backlog, faced with tears of joy. Ha ha, Mike, very funny. Because of that, I have only managed about 4 hours of Dead by Daylight. Hashtag sad times. But you see, Mike, 4 hours of Dead by Daylight, it's better than no hours, isn't it? And you're moving, Junior. You shouldn't be even able to tweet. You should be so exhausted from moving all your boxes that you shouldn't have the energy to even reply. But we are very grateful.
Well, I'm beginning to start thinking about how I'm gonna move and stuff. So, more on that later in the year.
All ahead of you, Justin.
More on that later in the year. So, T0NY, Tony at underscore Wickerman 73 underscore, says, finished the medium game. Great horror story. Started fishing and a bit of Dirt 5 and usual FIFA now and then. And he started fishing. He was indeed playing the Carp and Course game with Dave Yellowberg earlier in the week, and said that he wanted the Royals to join in and watch. So both Ruth and I were in the chat, as was Colm. And I have to say, whilst it was a bit of a nostalgic trip down memory lane, it wasn't particularly child-friendly chat, but I guess you know what you're getting with Tony and Dave.
Exactly.
It went places that I wasn't comfortable, and I stopped replying to the chat.
Yeah.
I figured that was the best.
Exactly. Trillion Penguin, multi-platform Penguin at Bouncy Cynic, Capcom beat 'em up bundle with Justin. There's a mouthful. I have completed Brothers Tale of Two Sons and Tales of Zestiria. Zestiria, is it, Justin?
I believe it is Zestiria, yes.
Thank you. When Tales of Two Sons.
When she told me she was playing Brothers of Tale of Two Sons, I did say, you do know you're going to cry, right? So she sent me a message the next day saying, I didn't cry, but I was sad.
Yeah.
And when she was doing the last fight on Tales of Zestiria, she may have used some language you wouldn't normally expect her to use.
Wow. Okay, fair enough.
The last boss got called a few things, because it was one of these bosses that has like a cheap instant kill move.
And, oh, God.
It triggered that several times on her.
Oh, dear. She finished a fair play to her. Still streaming Final Fantasy IX and A Way Out. That's about it.
Okay, so I have played a bit more A Way Out.
Ah, there we go.
Yes, myself and Janine, last week. That's why it wasn't fresh on my memory. It was last week. And
of course.
There's been a whole like week since then. We struggled to jump out of a plane a few times. So that's how far That's how far we are.
Okay.
Are we particularly far, or are we got lots left to play?
Did you do the driving section, yeah?
Yes, we did. She was driving, I was in the back. She
You're a good bit.
Is this the driving bit where you go to the farm and you have to like put the wheel on the car?
Yes.
Yeah, we did that, yeah. Yeah, I was.
Did you meet here the Big Nose's wife? And
yes,
kid,
yeah. We did that. Yeah.
Yeah. The trailer. Park,
yeah, missed out.
Yeah, I think you're.
I got the trophy for being good at baseball, but we missed several other trophies.
Yeah, there's a few hidden ones in there. Yeah. You can go back and chapter select. I managed to get the plat on my own because was it Dave I was playing? I did play with Yellowbug, but I'm not sure if he went through. I did get the 1000G on my own in the Xbox because Carlos didn't have the game or something, and he'd finished it already, and he had no interest in going back and getting the cheap achievements, so I did.
Well, I'm looking forward to this Operation Tango game coming out next week. That looks like it'll be one that myself and Ruth can play, but the frustration is that it's coming free on the PS5, so if there is no like buddy pass that allows you to get it for free on the PS4, then we're going to be a bit stuck because you won't be able to play it.
What's that game?
It's one of the new PlayStation Plus games called Operation Tango. where one of you plays as like a hacker and the other one plays as an infiltrator. So you have completely different games, and you have to do everything like with voice comms.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I wasn't. So lots of people seem to be excited by the PS Plus for June, but fighting games aren't my thing, I suppose. And that's only a new game that's coming out, is that correct? Final Fighter.
Virtua Fighter 5. It's a remake of a PS3, Xbox 360 game.
Alright.
Okay, so we had Gear at Geardog72 says, just more Dark Souls. I had to summon in some help to beat the hardest bosses in New Game Plus. And once we've beaten them, it should just be a steady march to the platinum. Fingers crossed I don't mess it up.
I'm sure you won't, yeah. Apparently my Geekachu mug is on its way, Justin.
Well, I hope that they get it into the country all right.
So do I, Justin. Anyway, Shelby at my Pex Roxy. Noobish picked up a subscription. Shelby at my Pet Roxy. At my Pet Roxy. Noobish picked up a subscription to Final Fantasy 14 and the last expansion, Shadowbringer, for us both. Well, fair play. Unlike previous experiences with the game, I'm actually having a lot of fun and invested in playing. Hopefully, this feeling would last long into the release of the next expansion. Still chipping away at Nier Automata, while also double-fisting a Let's Play of Nier Replicant to fill in some of the gaps in my knowledge of the Drakengard / Nier universe. Think I'm really enjoying those Yoki Taro games, y'all.
I was very impressed with your ability to pronounce most of that.
Thank you, Justin.
Yoko Taro. Yoki. So, Dan...
I said Yoki. I'm going to check that now, Justin. I'm going to throw back in your
face.
You
definitely said Yoki. Dan Ragnar at Justin _ Noel says, I actually finished a game. Rolled credits on Outer Worlds. Have now started Far Cry New Dawn without ever playing Far Cry 5. Now, I don't know if this is a dig at me because it's something I would not do, or if this is just generally letting us know. Because
I think it's a dig at you, Justin, I would imagine.
Well, Justin is he's one for to try new things, so he might be saying he's just skipped out on a set already. But how did you find New Dawn?
You don't really have to play Far Cry 5, but you do have to play Far Cry 5 if you're interested in the story. If you're not, no, obviously. So, New Dawn was good. It was not as big as Far Cry 5. It's more of an expansion game, but it's still, you get a good few hours out of it. I think it was slightly cheaper when it came out anyway, so I think it was priced around 30 quid when it came out, so yeah. I could be wrong now with that. So, Gav at Postman Gav. Finished Ratchet and Clank, thanks to both of you for watching my streams. Finished Horizon Zero Dawn, began Spider-Man.
Yeah, well done, Gav, for having a go at streaming, getting in on the craze that all the cool kids are doing. I really should go back to it sometime.
You should
sound like a broken record.
You are, yes. But I understand you. You have to be in the mood for two as well.
Well, it's finding the right
smart ass commons like me.
It's finding the right game. It's also, you know, having a session on a Thursday night where you're saying, no, Colin, you stream it instead of me.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get to play Sniper
Elite. I am really looking forward to playing Sniper Elite.
So, some podcast mentions. Here Lies Amicus, 60 Minutes with Geekachu, Game Burst, Film Guff, some Twitch, Trillion 83, Selective Prune, Knackered Back, The Cockney Charmer, and, of course, Solemn 67.
Definitely Solemn 67. You can't miss that stream.
So, Justin, have you anything to mention? And, of course, BBC Radio 4.
Yes, check out the You and Yours.
You and Yours, yeah. Just just the gaming section, not the male lingerie section, please. Although some people were...
I think once some people were listening, they just carried on.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing to supplement. As mentioned last week, we've recorded the Bugsnax Gamecast, so it'll get released when it does. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, probably, or maybe not, who knows. You are fast running out of time, though, if you want to get a video game music piece suggested for our episode 400, as we only have 3 more shows to go before we get
there.
So please,
do not leave it to the last minute.
Definitely.
Get your act together. Thank you. So, Justin, where can people find you?
Well, they can email lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. It's a fine place to email if you want to let me know of some video game music you want to have played. Or you can go to follow me on Twitter with @onya6. Have yourself.
You can find me at Psalm67 or tweeting from the @LastSaveLoaded account, or you can find me on twitch.tv/Psalm67 because I like to promote myself. I'm full of shit. Say goodnight, Justin.
Goodnight, Justin.
Good night, Justin.
That was a very abrupt ending.
Hello.
Do you feel refreshed after your thing that release? needed to be done?
Yes.
I was just so frustrated I wasn't home 5 minutes earlier. Because traffic. So it's a thing.
It is, apparently, yes. Especially with you, all you people opening back up again. I'm sure, you know, traffic jams are the norm again.
Oh, it's... At 5 o'clock, five to six, it's a pain in the ass just doing the one tiny stretch of road between my office and my house, because they've still got the road closed. They've closed a different bit of it near my office, which means that traffic still has to go all the way down here, down, and then like do this massive deviation. But they've only got a single lane for it, so like, it just backs up all the way down the road. Anyway, I'm here. It's good. Looking forward to speaking to you for hours tonight.
Well, I'm assuming you're including
the game time,
Zombie
yes.
Army 4 as yes. well, and not just, you know, going to talk to me over Skype for hours because, you know, some person has to edit this beautifulness.
I am promising that it will be nice and short and sweet, not an hour and a half bonanza like the Bugsnax one will be when it's
6 years
released.
6 years. 6 years, Justin. I've been listening to this bullshit from your mouth. Oh, I promise I won't talk much. Nah. And 6 years, you've yet to keep that promise. So,
how rude.
I know.
I've kept that promise on weeks when I'm editing. So, we've had some 45-minute shows.
Not in a very long time, Justin.
We had one not too long ago. Who knows how long this is going to be with the comments.
Yeah, we went through a phase of having 45-minute shows, but we've exceeded that now over the last couple of years, I'd imagine.
Well, it's certainly going to go up with you being internet famous now.
Well, of course, yes, Justin. Yeah. Fame is just a figment of your imagination, Justin.
Did you have a recording of the clip, or do you need me to get hold of one for you?
It's on the website, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, we should probably stick it in the show. It's only 2.5 minutes.
That's true, Justin.
Well, I'll get hold of it and stick it in the outtakes if you don't have it. but I'm sure I will be looking forward to asking you more about it.
I'm sure you will, Justin. Okay. Are we good to go?
I'm good, yeah.
Let's check the number. 396, okay. 3, 2, 1.